don't mention the war. I think, you know, it's 2006. This was 70 years ago, and still, you know, still mentioning it. And I've heard kids, you know, use this expression, you know, 7 or 8, got it off their parents, handed down this kind of bad feeling. So we can hold on to bad feeling as nations. We can see that quite clearly as nations. But why do we hold on to it as nations? Because as individuals, we have the ability to do that. If we can train in meditation, we can drop it straight away. You know, we can quickly identify the issue, quickly solve the problem, and be happy. Enjoy the day. No one wants to wake up in the morning and be unhappy. And we can learn how to do that simply by doing some karate, some inner karate, you know, flipping around these minds. And you know, one of the things they say, I don't know much about martial arts personally, but I know one of the things they say, one of the main things about learning a martial art, you know, if you learn it well, is the confidence. You know, it's not so much being able to, you know, karate chop someone or break bricks and so forth with your hand, but it's that they have the confidence, you know, to feel confident that, yeah, if I am in a difficult situation, I'm okay, you know, and to feel better about yourself. Same with meditation. If you can overcome negativity, you feel more confident. You feel you're ready to take it on. Because negativity comes sometimes in small clouds of it, sometimes big clouds. Same with the weather. Our mind is like, you know, the English word, there's a perfect, you know, example of what our minds are like. Isn't it? Oh, it's a beautiful day, we feel great. And then, wait a minute, where's all this rain come from? And the same thing can happen in our mind. Immediately something happens, and then all the clouds. But using the analogy of the rain, behind the clouds is the sky, and the same with our mind, behind the bad feeling. We're not going to feel bad forever, you know, if we let go. Part of, you know, being peaceful and happy is letting go. If we can let go and just stay with it, it'll pass like the clouds will pass through the sky. Same way these negative thoughts and feelings will pass through our mind. Training in meditation, formal meditation, gives us the skills to be able to see thoughts for what they are, as opposed to, they don't have to control us, they can just simply be clouds passing through my mind. You know, oh look, there's a negative thought passing through my mind again. Bye. There it goes. So rather than panicking, you just think, oh look, I've got a negative thought in my mind now, I have an angry thought in my mind. One of the things about feeling angry and happy, it's difficult to admit it. You know, someone says, you're angry, aren't you? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's the denial. I'm not angry. You're the one that's angry. I'm fine. I'm sitting here for fine. It's difficult when we're angry to admit it, because it seems like the other person's fault. The finger of blame goes out. You're the one to blame. If it wasn't for you, I'd be fine. Yeah, so, you know, talking about a simple guide, I just wanted to, in a nutshell, you know, if we train in meditation, we can start to create some peace, some space, some mind space. We have space, create some space in our mind. We go into the day. When you were saying earlier, weren't you, you immediately felt different. And it's true. You know, didn't pay you to say that, did I? You know, she said, you know, immediately feel different. Creates this space so we can just enjoy the moments as they pass. Because in some respects, that's all we've got. Last bit, we were talking about living in the moment, being mindful. We can enjoy each moment. We can savor each moment for what it is. We can have more. We can be more independent. You know, we're talking about happiness that is independent of other things. So if people take if our things that seem to make us happy are taken away from us, which they often are for some reason, you know, where we live or the relationships that we're in or whatever, we've still got a resource inside. Oh, it's okay. We've got a resource that can feed us rather than needing to be fed with happiness, needing people around us to make us happy. We can be self-sufficient.